A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes, Amanda Dixon with the week off. Our top story this hour is the weather. Lake effect snow has made an absolute mess of the roads in parts of northern Utah, while other areas haven't seen much snow at all. We begin our live team coverage, severe Utah weather, with KSL News Radio's Adam Small, who just arrived in Centerville. Adam.
Tim, today has been a drive of its own. I can't think of a day worse than this to be driving through Davis and Weber counties. It took me about an hour to get from Kaysville just to where I'm at in Centerville right now, and that's between the snow. There have been a couple of accidents on the way and whatnot. It is just a nightmare. This lake effect snow just continues to dump heavy snowfall. Still falling here in Centerville at large snowflakes, high rate of speed. I would say probably 6 to 7 inches on the ground here in this parking lot where I'm at in Centerville. And it's just going to continue to fall over the next couple of hours, it sounds like. So if you live north of Farmington and you are still trying to get to work or haven't left the house yet, honestly, best just to call in, see if you can work from home, because it is just not worth trying to get through this traffic. At one point, we were even stopped for 10 minutes. At best, when you're driving from Farmington to Centerville, at least, you're not really going to be exceeding 25 miles an hour. So just take that into effect as you make your plans for your morning. Reporting live from Centerville, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
All the snow, as you might expect, is throwing a wrench into school start times this morning. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis continues our team coverage.
School officials are making sure students and staff can get to school safely this morning. Weber, Ogden, Morgan, and Davis school districts are all on two-hour delays this morning. Ascent Academy in Farmington is also on a two-hour late start. On top of that, Weber State University campus is closed until 10 this morning. We will continue to monitor any school closures and bring you updates as soon as we get them. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Tens of thousands of people expected to be going through the Salt Lake International Airport for spring break over the next couple of weeks. KSL TV's Ayanna Likens has more.
The U.S. Travel Association says they are expecting travel volumes during the spring break period to be on par with pre-pandemic levels. So the airport recommends arriving 2 hours before your flight. AAA says international travel this season is up 30% from 2022, with people traveling to warmer destinations like Mexico, the Bahamas, and Jamaica.
Because of all the expected travelers, the airport also recommends either getting dropped off or reserving a parking spot. A man is dead after an officer-involved shooting in Sandy over the weekend, and now the investigation begins into what led to shots being fired. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
This all happened as a call to 911 around 1 a.m. near 116th South, 1020 East. Sandy police tell us an officer was in the area looking for a man who was reported to be suffering a mental health episode. A press release late Sunday indicates an officer located the individual walking, and at some point, the man presented a threat that resulted in the officer discharging his firearm. The man was pronounced dead on scene. The police officer is okay. The Salt Lake County officer involved critical incident protocol is investigating. Once that investigation is complete, it will be presented to the Salt Lake County DA's office for review. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Now our top national stories this hour. Another line of dangerous storms predicted in the South today after more than two dozen people were killed in storms that hit Mississippi, South Carolina, and other states.
In the tiny community of Black Hawk, Mississippi, trees came crashing down onto the few roads in and out of town, making them impassable. The powerful twister also flattened Old Black Hawk School. The community center hosted live music and weddings for 100 years. The storms also cutting into Georgia. Multiple people were injured in LaGrange, southwest of Atlanta. Two tigers escaped at a local safari park, but have been recaptured.
That's ABC's Andrea Fujii. A new survey shows inflation is a problem and could be for a while. ABC's Daria Albinger has more on the data from the National Association for Business Economics.
Most respondents to a NABE policy survey say inflation is still too high.
More than 70% indicated that they thought that inflation would remain above 4% at the end of 2023.
Survey Chair Mervyn Jabaraj says they believe what the Fed is doing, however, to bring it under control is working.
If we look at the measure of year-over-year change in CPI, we can see that it has come down significantly since its peak last summer.
The survey also says a recession is likely before inflation hits the 2% target rate. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Andy's back with your first look traffic.
Well, Tim, it looks like they're about to close Little Cottonwood Canyon for some avalanche control. They're supposed to do it any time now. Canyons have been issues, especially Parley's Canyon, where they're requiring chains or four-wheel drives this morning. I-80 is now really struggling from Sugar House to get to the canyon. But the nightmare of nightmares is between Clearfield and Bountiful right now. All roads, all directions. I-15, of course, seeing it the worst because that's where everybody is all congregated at once. And we've got a really rough stretch in Far West as well on I-15, almost at a stop, 2700 North, north of Ogden. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, Andy, stand by. We'll come back in a couple of minutes. Large protests are taking place around Israel.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision Sunday night to fire his defense minister, who publicly called for a pause in the judicial overhaul, drove tens of thousands of Israeli protesters spontaneously into the streets of Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa. Over 100,000 alone blocking Tel Aviv's main Ayalon highway, waving flags, lighting bonfires, littering the lanes with construction materials. No serious clashes with police, who began evacuating the demonstrators at about 3 a.m. local time. Netanyahu now expected to announce he will pause the overhaul. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
The death toll continues to rise after a fire and explosion at a Pennsylvania chocolate factory. Crews found two more people dead from the building rubble over the weekend. Now a total of seven people have been found.
The site itself now is being moved over into the investigation period, so hopefully we will have more answers on what caused this and how it happened and how it can be prevented in the future.
They do believe that those seven are the last of those missing. That's the city's mayor, Samantha Kaag, during a weekend press conference. Things are improving, but, that's not saying a whole lot. We're still very, very slow. If you're coming in from Davis County into Salt Lake County, we'll check traffic and weather again in just a minute.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 8:09, time for us to get the latest on your drive, traffic, and weather together. It's emergency traffic, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. I said a minute ago, Andy, it's improved, but that's still not saying much.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's improved in that it's not at a dead stop, now that it's actually moving a little bit. But unfortunately, for those of you trying to go from 650 North Clearfield down past Layton Hills Mall through Kaysville, it doesn't feel like you're moving much at all. It's only really once you get near the truck pullout in Kaysville that you start to see things moving a little more consistently. I'd avoid Legacy at all altogether between Centerville and Farmington. You're going to have to avoid it southbound because they won't let you exit from I-15 onto Legacy. But those of you heading north, it's just a parking lot. Snow's piling up on your cars. Both directions of the freeway struggling in Centerville right now. Southbound is worse as you continue towards Salt Lake City. And you don't really see relief until almost 2300 north in Salt Lake itself. Heather?
Looks like we've got a crash westbound I-80 right near 2300 east in Salt Lake. It looks like maybe only one left lane is getting through in that area, and the snow is blanketing the roadway. It's making it very slick. So it's going to be a hazard whether you're east or westbound on I-80 through the Sugar House area. Trying to get into Parley's Canyon is still a mess. All vehicles have to have chains or four-wheel drive to get through Parley's Canyon, and you're going maybe 30 miles an hour at best through that canyon. I-215's east belt also blanketed with snow and very slow. And we do have a rain-snow mix falling on I-15, but the roads there are just wet, so you don't have that many issues getting into downtown Salt Lake. Len.
I-15 in Utah County is still looking pretty good with no apparent slowing on the roadway. It's a little bit wet there, but moving well from Spanish Fork to American Fork and on up to the point of the mountain. And as you make your way up, SR-92 still have chains or four-wheel drive required for the Alpine Loop. And Provo Canyon is wet with snow on it, but you can drive it. It is open. It's just the ramp from 800 North to get up there is closed. Bryce's Doors, replace your worn or broken garage door with beautifully secure, elegant garage door. And in March, you'll receive a free operator with purchase. Go to PriceSDoors.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got morning snow showers east and southeast of the Great Salt Lake. That also includes the canyon routes. We'll go for a high of 40 degrees by this afternoon. Those snow showers should taper off through the mid-morning. 23 overnight, dry, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 52. New storm moving in late Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
That snow has arrived now in downtown Salt Lake City. It's 29 degrees here. I got a text a minute ago saying Davis should have called to work at home today because it's the worst they've seen since the 90s. Adam Small was telling us earlier it's the worst drive he's been on since he started joining us here with Utah's Morning News, and he'll join me coming up in a minute to tell us more about his experience making his way in this morning. So stay with me at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Tim and Amanda here most days. Amanda's got the week off, so I'll be with you till 9 this morning on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
school delays are racking up this morning. Weber, Morgan, Ogden, and Davis school districts are starting 2 hours late because of all the snow. I'm KSL News Radio's Kate Davis.
Second, the Salt Lake Airport says tens of thousands of people will be going through the airport over the next couple of weeks for spring break, so they suggest arriving early and reserving a long-term parking spot in advance. Third, the latest on your drive.
Some commuters have been stuck for longer than an hour trying to travel between Ogden and Salt Lake City, an hour extra on top of their normal commute time as the snow continues to cover the roadways. I-80's in rough shape as well, Sugar House, and the snow now affecting the drive on I-15 through the middle of Salt Lake County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
AM snow showers then drying with a chilly high of 40 today. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now in Salt Lake City, it is 29 degrees. Parts of Box Elder, Weber, Morgan, and Davis counties have just been a nightmare of a commute this morning because of that lake effect snow. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has been out driving in the storm since earlier this morning and joins me live to talk about what he's been seeing. Adam, there is a little movement southbound I-15. Hopefully you found that.
Yeah, Tim, it got a little bit better, I guess Kaysville to Farmington, at least starting about an hour ago, was just an absolute nightmare. I mean, like you're talking like you can barely eclipse 15 miles an hour. But then as you start to make your way down to Farmington to Centerville, you start to pick up a little bit more. And I think it is gradually getting better as plows can pick things up and whatnot. But it has been it's been hard for them to catch up with how much snow has fallen. I mean, I checked the forecast last night and I was looking at like maybe some light snow, but these lake effect bands just made the morning throw it a complete curveball.
Well, believe it or not, some people are taking advantage of the extra time sitting on the road. I got a text a minute ago from someone saying that while they were parked on Legacy Parkway, they were doing their homework. They hadn't moved for 30 minutes.
Yeah, and I will admit, I was getting a couple of things done while we were stopped as well. I even filmed like a quick video. You can catch that on our social feed here in a little bit. And just like, the freeway stopped. Also, like, get a chance to maybe send a message or two because I've just been running around like crazy today because you've just got this heavy snowfall causing problems in so many areas. I'm trying to keep up with the commute, but at the same time, the commute's so slow that I can barely find enough time to pull over and, make sure everything's up and ready to go. I've just been having to report off of the phone. It's been that crazy.
Quite frankly, it's been hard for us on the UDOT cameras to tell, how much snow is falling. Has it changed in the area you're at right now?
In terms of the amount of snow, I've been really anxious to see exact numbers. I mean, it is definitely going up. I mean, when I got outside today, because, I live in Davis County and was basically able to just do a couple of things from home, hop right in the car and get going this morning around 5 o'clock. It looked like 5 or 6 inches had already fallen where I was at in Davis County early this morning. And I would not be surprised if another inch or two has fallen after that. It just keeps coming down. I mean, I think maybe it's eased up a little bit. But the snow totals are definitely going to continue to go up, I'd imagine, over the next hour or two.
All right, Adam, be careful out there. It's 8:19, so let's get a look at emergency traffic here Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And Andy, we were told most of the morning it would finally make its way into Salt Lake County, and it's starting to snow here now.
It did indeed, but it's still snowing, as it has been for most of the morning in Davis County, and that's where traffic is struggling the most. We've had some people, another texter saying they've been in park for an hour on Legacy, and that's the case. A couple of semis got stuck on Legacy, trying to go up the hill by the interchange to 89 and I-15. And as a result, no traffic's been able to get past that. So if you pass the Parish Lane exit, in fact, now we're actually seeing backups prior to the Parish Lane turn off on Legacy Parkway. I'd say exit at 500 Southwest Bountiful and find another route. But be prepared, because the snow's been affecting both directions of both I-15, Highway 89, and all your city streets. Heather?
And the snow is making its presence known in the Salt Lake Valley now, and that is slowing things down northbound I-15 from Midvale into downtown Salt Lake, as well as on the 201 freeway. But the worst area remains I-80, not only through Sugar House, but also into Parley's Canyon, where traffic is at a crawl, and you have to have chains or four-wheel drive for all vehicles to get into Parley's Canyon right now. Also, Little Cottonwood Canyon is now closed until at least 8:30 for avalanche control. You'll need chains or four-wheel drive once it reopens, as well as for Big Cottonwood Canyon. Len?
Well, coming off of I-80 near Park City, US 40 is a little bit slow coming off of there, but much improved from what we had earlier today. Kearns Boulevard is slow with a lot of snow making your way through there, and in Utah County, SR-92. You still needed traction devices to get up there, up the Alpine Loop. Otherwise, you've got Provo Canyon is open, but 800 North Ramp 2, Provo Canyon is closed. I-15 is moving very well as some of the streets, though. Getting over to I-15, at Pioneer Crossing, a little bit busy, as well as Main Street in Lehigh. I'm Len Thomas, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. How about some AM snow showers, then clearing to partly cloudy skies? High of 40 this afternoon. 52 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Then rain, snow showers late in the day on Wednesday. High of 55. Going to Thursday, rain, snow showers, 45. 46 on Friday, mostly cloudy. We keep it cloudy for Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low to mid-50s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now in Salt Lake City, it is, 29 degrees. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Just want to remind you that coming up this weekend, it is the semi-annual conference for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, 193rd, as a matter of fact. Every session of conference will be heard here on KSL, and we have special coverage also coming up in between sessions of conference with special programming, including Amanda and I sitting down to talk about preparing your family for the unexpected, learning to be ready for a bad day, like today, actually. So we'll be looking forward to sharing that time with you on Saturday here on KSL. Watching Utah's Money this morning is brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Commercial real estate has been tanking lately after booming for decades. Experts say the $20 trillion industry will probably hit more hard times with uncertainty in the banking industry. More people are becoming truck drivers. More women, actually, are becoming truck drivers as the industry faces serious worker shortages. 14% of professional drivers last year were women. Just so you know, for comparison's sake, that's up from just shy of 8% in 2018. And people are tipping a lot less thanks to inflation. A survey from a restaurant management-based software company shows that more fast food chains are asking customers if they want to tip. At the same time, though, fewer people are actually tipping. The tipping percentage at places like McDonald's and Starbucks was at 15% last quarter. Last year, it was more than 16%. All right, your money at this moment. The Dow Jones Industrial still up 184 points, about 6-tenths, so we've lost a little steam here. The S&P is still up 16, and the NASDAQ is in the green this hour by almost 30 points. Coming up, we'll get the latest on your drive. Legacy Parkway still seeing some stop-and-go traffic. We'll try to steer you around some of that if there's an actual way to do it, so stay with us. 8:29, it's emergency traffic this morning, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. How about now, Andy?
Well, Tim, getting a little bit of relief on Legacy. Some listeners, and I'm looking in the camera, seeing that some of it's moving now, or northbound, as you go between West Bountiful and Farmington. It has been at a stop for almost an hour, but that gives people some hope. Not a lot, but some. I-15 still at its worst. Highway 89 as well in the Kaysville-Froude Heights area. Farmington, if you're trying to get between Clearfield and Layton, that part is still inching along as well on the southbound side, but northbound not moving too much better. There's just less traffic on the roads. Another terrible stretch right now seems to be getting worse. Ogden near 24th Street, but it does appear to be improving somewhat near Willard Bay, where we had some real problems earlier this morning. Heather?
The snow is starting to stick to I-15 now between Murray and downtown Salt Lake, and that's, of course, in both directions. But most of the traffic is heading northbound, and so you're at a crawl through that stretch of roadway. But you're also going to see the snow stick to the 201 freeway, I-80 through Sugar House, where we've got a stalled vehicle eastbound, blocking a left lane near 2300 East, and that has big backups. Then all vehicles must have chains or four-wheel drive to get into Parley's Canyon, not just the semis, but everyone. And it is barely moving right now through Parley's Canyon around the Lambs Canyon area. Little Cottonwood Canyon is now closed indefinitely both directions for avalanche control. Lynn?
It's a different story on I-15 in Utah County. Wet roads, but not snowing here at this time. Gliding along with a good pattern from Payson to Provo and Orem on to the point of the mountain. Pioneer Crossing from Redwood Road over to I-15 is busy and a little tight. SR-92 requiring chains or four-wheel drive coming off of US 189 Provo Canyon up to Sundance. And the 800 North ramp to Provo Canyon is still closed with rock slides and debris there. Provo Canyon itself is wet but open. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look, for a high today of 40 degrees, that represents the coolest day of the week. Look what happens tomorrow. 52, sunshine pops out, no chance of any precipitation. 55 Wednesday. Why? It's the precursor to the next round of storm activity, believe it or not. Right now in Salt Lake City, it's 28 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8:30, and our top story this half hour is the same story it has been all morning long. That lake effect snow band has been dumping snow for several hours on parts of northern Utah. We start our live team coverage, Utah Severe Weather, with KSL News Radio's Adam Small, who has now made his way to Clearfield, but he's been working on it all morning long. Adam?
Yeah, Tim, it has just been an unbelievable day of snowfall up here in Davis County. The National Weather Service actually just tweeted out, between some areas, between Salt Lake and Ogden, I've received anywhere from 6 inches to a foot of snow, and I believe it. I mean, when I got out to my car this morning, as I told you earlier, I mean, I could estimate there was at least 5 to 6 inches of snow on my car, and it just continues to fall. Here where I'm at, actually now in Centerville, I would say probably maybe 7-ish inches on the ground. Roads on the side streets are still an issue here. I-15 starting to see a little bit of relief, but there are some areas it's just taking so long to get anywhere where you're going to. The snow continues to fall so fast that plows are not even able to really keep up with it all. More good news, if you consider it good, there is another snowstorm on tap for Wednesday. We're going to dry out a little bit before that, but we may be doing this again, and we're only a few days away from April now, if you can believe it. So for this morning, at least, if you are coming in to Salt Lake City, make sure you're just driving safely. But if you are anywhere north of Farmington and need to be at work at 9, forget it. Just stay home. Reporting live in Centerville, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Weber, Ogden, Morgan, and Davis school districts are all on two-hour delays this morning because of dangerous driving conditions. Weber State is also keeping campus closed until 10 a.m., and several other schools, including the Farmington campus of Ascent Academy, is on a delayed schedule. We're hearing rumblings that Davis may actually go to a remote learning day. We're trying to double check that for you coming up. More snow and more records broken on Utah ski slopes. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson continues our live team coverage.
The latest records to fall are at Alta and Snow Basin, which now have their snowiest seasons on record. Alta says their total snowfall sits at 752 inches, which breaks a record set back in 1981. At Snow Basin, they also say they have a season total of 482-plus inches, again, smashing a previous record of 475 inches. And, of course, these numbers are going up this morning with today's storm and more storms on the way through the rest of the week. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson continues the team coverage now, saying we continue to build on our already record-setting water content.
Working into Wednesday, I think we'll get breezy for the first half of the day, dry, then rain, snow, showers moving in late, probably after the evening commute. Working into Thursday, 45 rain, snow, showers likely, could even see a little bit of valley snow. Then we get into Friday and Saturday, it looks dry but mostly cloudy. And then another storm, potentially towards the tail end of this weekend, Sunday night into Monday.
Matt says tomorrow should be dry but still going to be cold. Governor Cox is defending new Utah laws about teenage social media use and says he's ready for lawsuits.
Utah's leading the nation in these newly passed restrictions. The wide-reaching rules would prevent teens from getting any new accounts without a parent signing off and prohibit social media companies from using designs that are intentionally addictive to teens. Cox tells NBC's Meet the Press he hopes Congress takes action.
States have to lead out, and that's what we're doing. And I expect other states to follow, as you mentioned. And then that helps Congress kind of coalesce and come to an agreement on how we prevent these terrible harms from happening.
Governor Cox says we need these restrictions in light of new data showing recent skyrocketing mental health issues in teenagers. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
8:35, let's get a first look traffic check here and go back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, all right, now it's still at its worst in Farmington, Kaysville, Layton. Highway 89 is really backed up in both directions. It's barely moving in the stretch between Cherry Hill, essentially, and I-15. Legacy's got a little bit of traffic moving, but now it looks like it's out of stop again going from Centerville into Farmington. I-80 still struggling, Sugar House towards Parley's Canyon, and the snow is making a bigger mess of the 201 freeway and all of the roadways north of Murray. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Bureau of Land Management is offering a reward for information about who shot two horses. KSL News Radio's Hugo Rickard-Bell has more.
The Bureau of Land Management is offering over $20,000 to anyone with information on the two wild stallions that were shot on federal land a few days ago. Representatives from the Honor Key Catalogue fear this could lead to more criminal activity if perpetrators are not reprimanded. Those responsible could face up to a year in jail if caught, and anyone with information is urged to call the BLM tip line.
This isn't the first time protected horses have been killed. Not long ago, 23 horses were found shot, and that case remains unresolved. Taylor Swift fans have a big problem with Ticketmaster. A group is filing a lawsuit in court today claiming a conspiracy to jack up prices for Swift's Eras Tour. Jim Aswad is a senior music editor for Variety magazine and says the underlying problem is Ticketmaster's monopoly on the market, controlling 70% of the industry.
There's no one who even comes close to Ticketmaster's strength, its reach, its muscle, its ability to sell the volume of tickets that it has to.
Drake fans are also mad at Ticketmaster filing a separate lawsuit in Canada for alleged price fixing. And a quick look at sports. The Final Four now set in the men's side of the NCAA basketball tournament.
The NCAA men's basketball Final Four has some fresh faces this year. Sunday, San Diego State nipped Creighton 57-56 to win the South region for Coach Brian Dutcher.
Well, we're grateful to be advancing. I told the team in the locker room, they had the music going. I walked in. Sing, dance, or get out of the way. Aztecs are going to the Final Four.
In the Midwest, Miami rallied from down 13 to tackle Texas 88-81. The Hurricanes, like the Aztecs, going to their first Final Four. On Saturday, 9-seed Florida Atlantic won the East for the Owls' first trip to championship weekend, and Connecticut clobbered Gonzaga out West. So the national semifinals Saturday in Houston will have the Owls and the Aztecs in the opener, then the Hurricanes against the Huskies with the championship game 1 week from tonight.
Robert Workman reporting. Give us a minute. We'll come back and check your traffic and weather together. It's emergency traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Andy Farnsworth is in the traffic center. Folks in Salt Lake City, Andy, saying, oh, that's what you were talking about.
Exactly. They didn't realize it was coming their way, but everybody in Davis County, they know because they've been stuck in it for a long time. Some people have been in delays upwards of 2 hours to get between Ogden and Salt Lake City. Right now, the worst portion is from 700 South Clearfield down into Kaysville. But there's another really poor stretch, and Legacy is just mostly parked from the north end of West Bountiful all the way through Centerville and up into Farmington. I see it move every so often, and then everybody just sits for a while again. We've had trouble with big trucks and vehicles going up the hill from Legacy onto that interchange with Highway 89 and I-15 in Farmington. Heather?
And as the snow plows into the Salt Lake Valley, it is reducing visibility on many of the roadways, especially on the West Side Belt. As you come off of Legacy Parkway and head down toward the airport, we may even have a crash near 2500 North. But the worst of your traffic remains going through Parley's Canyon right now. Eastbound I-80 still crawling along over Lambs Canyon and toward the summit. Chains are four-wheel drive required for all vehicles in Parley's Canyon and Big Cottonwood Canyon. And Little Cottonwood Canyon is now indefinitely closed in both directions. Lynn.
I-15 in Utah County. Good roads seem to be drying out a bit there, but not snowing so far. Gliding along a good pattern from Payson to Provo and on up to the point of the mountain. A Pioneer Crossing is a little bit slow from Redwood Road over to I-15 and busy. SR-92 requiring chains or four-wheel drive coming off of US 189, Provo Canyon up to Sundance. And 800 North, the ramp to Provo Canyon still closed with rock slides and debris being cleaned up as you make your way this morning. Advanced Window Products, high-efficiency windows, $2,000 off 10 windows or more for a limited time. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindowsusa.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, we've got some morning lake effect snow showers for those living east and southeast of the Great Salt Lake. Those should taper off as we work into the lunch hour. High of 40 degrees today. By afternoon, could even see some peaks of sunshine. Overnight lows in the low 20s. And for tomorrow, low 50s, dry skies yet again. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, you can't see Temple Square from Triad Center here downtown right now. It's 28 degrees. KSL News Time, 8:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Weber, Ogden, Morgan, and Davis school districts all on a two-hour delay because of all this snow this morning. Weber State also keeping campus closed until 10 a.m. I'm KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson.
Quick note and an update here. We just confirmed that Davis District will be on remote learning today. That decision made just in the last few minutes. But second, Utah Governor Spencer Cox defending the state's new laws restricting social media use by teenagers. He even made an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press. Third, it's traffic and weather together.
I-15 still a mess, but improving in areas that it was really bad before, including Kaysville and Farmington. Legacy's not improving. That's something you need to avoid between West Bountiful and Farmington. Highway 89, both directions, still an ice sheet going between essentially Cherry Hill and I-15. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some AM snow showers this morning, then clearing. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 28 degrees, but really coming down in downtown Salt Lake City. So again, this thing's on the move. Be careful out there. Another blast of winter weather keeping the plows busy this morning, that's for sure. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline, UDOT spokesperson Mitch Shaw. Mitch, when we talked to you on Friday, it was those pop-up snow squalls that were causing problem. This time it's the lake.
Yeah, it's the snow is coming down heavy right now, and it's coming down up and down the Wasatch Front, and we're seeing some major impacts. I think it was mentioned Legacy Parkway is backed up. There's been some trouble spots on I-15. Highway 89, essentially everywhere right now we're seeing problems, and the snow is coming down at such a rate that it's hard for our plows to keep up. We plow a stretch, and then it seems like as soon as we're done, the snow's covered the road again. So it's difficult out there right now.
Well, one of the problems is you've probably had your plows out before this thing hit, but once you get that many cars backed up on the road, it's tough to get a plow around it where they can actually do their work.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. It's something that I don't think a lot of people think about, but if you're stuck in traffic, that likely means that our plows are stuck in traffic as well. And we did. We know we knew the storm was coming, and we've been out. We've appreciated the roads, and we've been plowing ever since the snow has started falling. But, you know, like I said before, the snow's coming down so fast, it's hard to keep up. And there's those residual impacts with traffic, and that's impacting us as well.
Were you guys throwing salt early this morning before it actually arrived?
Yeah, we were pre-treating the roads before the snow hit the ground. That's something that we typically do, and we did that for this storm. But again, this is unusual. It's coming down really, really quickly, and we're doing our best to keep up. But right now, it's hard.
Can you give us an idea of how many plows are out there? Maybe you don't know for sure.
I don't know the exact number, but we've got a full crew on board. So essentially all operating plows and plow operators that we have are out on the roads right now up in this northern region of Utah.
All right, Mitch, thank you. And as we always do, thank you for the work you guys do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even when we're sleeping. I know your crews work tough and long and hard hours. Mitch Shaw with UDOT joining us here. It's 8:49 and time for us to get a look at emergency traffic again, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. You heard it, Andy, those plows doing the best they can. But when traffic's at a standstill, those plows are stuck in it, too.
Yeah, they can't make any progress because they're just not moving either. I-15 right now, it looks like you're still seeing your worst traffic going south from 650 North Clearfield down a little bit past the Layton Hills Mall. Kaysville, you'll actually move a little more consistently. And the snow seems to have stopped coming down so hard. It's still falling a little bit, but not like it was. One area, though, where it'll take you a long time, no matter which direction you're heading, is Highway 89, essentially between Fruit Heights and I-15. Legacy's northbound drive is still a parking lot from the north end of West Bountiful all the way through Centerville and into Farmington. Heather?
Delays are stacking up on the 201 freeway eastbound from 5600 West all the way over to I-15, and snow is sticking to the roadways through that area. In fact, the snow is coming down so hard and heavy that I can barely make out any cars through the cameras, the UDOT cameras. So visibility is just bad pretty much everywhere in the Salt Lake Valley now, especially north of about 5600 South. And then if you're trying to get into Harley's Canyon, you still need chains or four-wheel drive. You'll see delays on the east side belt, I-80, I-15. So just plan for extra time on your drive. Len.
On your way in Utah County, with parts of I-15 looking mostly dry over the point of the mountain and into Lehigh, a few wet spots further south toward Linden, and then looking pretty good on to Santa Quinn, but pretty much a delay-free ride in I-15 in Utah County. Pioneer Crossing still busy from just after Redwood Road toward I-15, and the 800 North ramp to Provo Canyon still closed with the rock slides and debris being cleaned up. Provo Canyon itself is wet but open. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, AM snow showers likely, then a high of 40 this afternoon with dry skies. 52 for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies, rain, snow showers late in the day Wednesday, high of 55. 45 for Thursday, rain, snow showers, keeping it in the mid-40s, but dry, mostly cloudy for your Friday. Saturday, 55, mostly cloudy, and then full-on cloudy skies on Sunday as another storm tries to move into the west. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
28 degrees this hour, and your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Just time to see how the markets are doing, and we've lost a little bit of our steam throughout the morning. The Dow still up 170 this hour. The S&P is up 14, which is about 4/10, and the NASDAQ is up 12.5 points. Time this morning for Jazz Notes. The Jazz back in action tonight. They'll host the Phoenix Suns, and KSL sports anchor Sam Farnsworth has a look at the current Western Conference standings.
The Jazz just a game and a half behind the Thunder for that final play-in spot. Now, if you're on Team Tank Note, these are the standings you're probably looking at. Draft lottery positioning. The Jazz currently with the ninth worst record in the NBA. Just 3.5 games separate them from the potential ninth pick to the potential fifth pick, which is currently held with Orlando. Just 9 games left to play.
The Jazz also play the Spurs on Wednesday, the Celtics on Friday, and I think they've got 4 home games left before they call this a season. It's emergency traffic here at 8:59. Traffic and weather together is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Andy, still an emergency, huh?
Yep. Unfortunately, Legacy still not moving very much northbound from Centerville, well, throughout all of Centerville and up to the I-15 merge in Farmington. That's been the choke point where semis and trucks were getting stuck on the icy conditions and the snow continued to pile on them. I-15 seeing some improvement, and again, it's not clear. It's just improved over what it was earlier between Layton, Kaysville, and Farmington on I-15. Highway 89 still a mess, though, from Fruit Heights to I-15. And then the worst portion of I-15 is from the Hill Air Force Base down to about the Layton Hills Mall before it starts to break up a little bit. Heather?
We've got a crash reported northbound I-15 approaching 5300 South exit in Murray. The roads in that area just appear to be wet, but the further north you go, the more snow is sticking to the roadways. That includes on the 201 freeway, west side belt, east side belt, I-80 through Sugar House and into Parley's Canyon. And Little Cottonwood Canyon remains closed indefinitely for avalanche control. Len.
The morning drive in Utah County overall has been a good one from the storm so far, not hitting so bad, but fairly dry roads. The ramp from 800 North in and to Provo Canyon been closed all morning as crews clean up a rock slide. And Provo Canyon is wet but open. SR-92, Provo Canyon to Sundance requiring chains or four-wheel drive. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're going to look for a high today of 40 degrees, and right now in Salt Lake City, snowing quite heavily, actually, in 28. Just a reminder that we got word a moment ago that Davis School District now on a remote learning day. Weber, Ogden, Morgan on a two-hour delay this morning because of these nasty driving conditions. Dave and Dujanovic will continue to keep an eye on it.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.